From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The nation's economy may seem shaky where you are, but in California's Napa Valley, money and wine were flowing freely this past weekend. The occasion, the annual Napa Valley Wine Auction, which raises millions for charity. As NPR's John McChesney reports, there's a reason people call it the Billionaire's Bash.
Nearly 3,000 people flood into the Napa Valley for 3 days of dinner parties, lunches, and food served up by the area's best restaurants. It costs a pretty penny to get in here. The live action begins with the barrel auction, where over 100 vintners offer tastes from their barrels. Siphons dip into the barrels and squirt tastes into hundreds of glasses. Bells ring as new bids are posted. We stopped at the Schaefer Winery and talked with Doug Schaefer.
Well, Schaefer's doing really well, up to, my goodness, $10,000 a case. That's pretty incredible. There's some very generous people here today.
Schaefer credits the over $800 a bottle price to that generosity. In a room next to the barrel auction, you can view what are called lots, groups of wine and other enticements that will be bid on in the big auction. One lot has a Lexus SUV filled with high-value wines. Another sports a Chanel diamond necklace. Then there's a simple display of 6 bottles of wine resting on a wooden cart. Kathy McClure of Mom Napa Valley happens by to explain what we're looking at.
So this is 6 magnums of the first vintage of Screaming Eagle, which is 1992, and dinner for 8. This will be a big lot.
It certainly doesn't look big, but Ms. McClure turned out to be right. On Saturday night, about 800 of the glitterati gather in front of a big white tent at the exclusive Meadowood Resort. Dennis Cakebread of Cakebread Winery is a happy man.
So spectacular with all the beautiful sunlight coming in and the white tent and people all decked out looking forward to a good time. And, you know, if this isn't the modern Camelot, I don't know what is.
Jay Leno opened the auction with a monologue we couldn't record, and he helped out in the auction with a few jokes. One lot included a restored Austin Healey sports car.
It's one of the few places you can actually get drinking and driving for $150,000.
A walk-on on the television show Grey's Anatomy sold for $480,000. And then we came to those 6 magnums of the cult wine, Screaming Eagle.
Twice now, $500,000. So, Paddle 23, $500,000.
In case you're wondering, that comes to about $7,000 a glass. And it belongs to David Lee, at age 32, a Shanghai multi-billionaire.
$500,000 for 6 magnums of Screaming Eagle.
Yes.
That's a lot of money, huh?
Yeah, because I really love Napa wine, you know, and I think Screaming Eagle is one of the best wine in the world.
In the center of the tent sits Oprah, like a queen, surrounded by vintners trying to get her to sample their wares. She has about 20 glasses in front of her. She says she used to drink French wines.
Now I'm a Napa girl.
At one point, auctioneer Humphrey Butler gets a little excited as he's auctioning off donations to the local Clinique Olay, where many farm workers receive health care.
Oh, yes, Joy. All right, 260. I got a sort of tingling in my groin now.
Joy Kraft is the person he's referring to, and she didn't stop at 260,000.
So what was your small contribution?
$500,000 to Clinic Olay. $500,000 will go a long way toward health care in this valley.
But not everyone is pleased with the conspicuous display of wealth here, even though it goes toward good causes. Bill Hill is a vintner who's worked in the valley for 34 years.
The thing that bothers me is that I think it takes away a little of the focus from what winemaking really is. You know, that we're farmers that grow something and create something that will make people that use it enjoy it.
But in spite of feelings like that and a slumping stock market, the dollars flowed like wine here. Final take, $10.4 million, just shy of the record. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.